Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, The Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And I'm super excited to be here this morning. It's been such an amazing ride. Wow, you know, I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, family, for all that you are. My Love Journey family, good morning. Let's get started with Diane Reed. I just want to testify, family.
I think that there's a time in your life when you realize that whatever it is that is eating you, whatever it is that you're running from, whatever it is that you're afraid of, you just have to stop, take a deep breath, turn around, and face it. Face it. Stick your arms out as wide as you can and embrace it. Hold on real tight. You see, the tighter you hold on to it, the smaller it gets. And you just embrace it and embrace it until you find yourself embracing yourself. Then you can move on with peace of mind and all that stuff. Just leave it behind. Sometimes you won't understand why life is the way it is. Things don't always go the way you plan them, but I believe God and time are synonymous, and through time God reveals all things. You gotta be still, stand in love, and pay attention. I'm gonna
Another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram, and I am your daily lover, excited about God's love. I tell you, we're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence on this line. And on this line, we recognize this great spirit that is known by many, many, many names. We honor it by calling it God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that God is not. And so as we move into a space of breath, recognizing that there's power in the breath, and sometimes we forget to breathe. And as we center our mind this morning, calling forth all the forces in the universe, honoring our ancestors, my mother, Miss Anastasia McAdoo, Mama Colette Grant, my heart, and all the known and unknown ancestors on this line. We just honor them as we go into our stillness, knowing that there is only one power. And as we become still, I want us to take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight, and then release. breath. And remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm, deep into the heart family. And so in this right now moment, I just want you to be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe and release. Be still, family. Let's breathe again. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And last time, breathe, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release, family. And as we call forth the energy of forgiveness, family. As we call forth the energy of forgiveness, recognizing that there is power in giving forgiving, family. And so right now, I just want you to bring your energy into the place of forgiveness. Move from your head into your heart right now. And let's forgive.
Day 5, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive my Father. Blessed and Heavenly Father, today I ask for and open myself to receive your forgiveness for all of the judgments, bitterness, and resentments I have held about and against my earthly father. I ask to be freed from any and all sorrow, regret, grief, depression, sadness, or suffering that I have attached to my father and his life. I ask to be lifted above any and all hurts, disappointments, and abandonments, any rage or anger and shame or blame that I have associated with my father and his life. I ask that you remind me to remember that, like me, my earthly father is a child of God, welcomed and accepted into your love. I ask that you remind me to remember when he wasn't there, you were. What he could not do, did not do, you did. I ask that you create in me a clear mind and a loving heart for my father and teach me how to see him from a higher place. I am so grateful to know that I have always been guided, protected, and loved by the Father. I pray for my earthly father to recognize that this is also true for him. I rest in thee. I let it be. And so it is. Today, I forgive my father. Forgiveness Meditation. This meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of forgiveness within your mind and body. Forgiveness is the ultimate act of love. It is the choice to give away the hurt, pain, and memories attached to an experience, incident, or upset. Forgiveness transcends the smallness of anger, judgment, and pain, allowing the mind and heart to rise into a place of higher consciousness and love. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. See, feel, imagine, intended to be so, that you are sitting under a beam of golden light. That light comes from the heart or the mind of God, wherever that may be, and it shines down on you, covering you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, throughout every aspect and fiber of your being. Golden light. Breathe the light in and release the light. Breathe the light in and release the light. And allow your heart to be filled with the following thought form. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. For every hurt or pain or upset I have ever experienced, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. For every abandonment, every rejection, every disappointment that I have ever experienced in my life, I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. And breathe the light. And allow it to fill you from the soles of your feet to the crown of your head, and down again from your crown to your soul, the golden light of forgiveness. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. Breathe the light and release, knowing that the golden light of forgiveness is now integrated into every fiber of your being. And every hurt and every pain, every wound, every disappointment, rejection, judgment, belief, perception that is anything but love is now disintegrated in the golden light of forgiveness. As you know, affirm, believe, accept. I forgive. I am forgiving. I am forgiven. I am forgivable. I let it be. And so it is. And we take a long, deep inhale and a slow, complete exhale. A slow, complete inhale. A slow, complete exhale. And wiggle your fingers and your toes and stretch your body allowing the energy of forgiveness to be fully integrated into every fiber of your being. And when you are ready, open your eyes. Focus your gaze upon one thing in the room. And take a long, deep inhale. And drop it with the sound. Bring your awareness back to this space, and this time, your body. Be renewed by the energy of forgiveness. As you move into your day, be sure to do something good for yourself. And be blessed.
Family. Thank you for moving into the energy of forgiveness and recognizing the power that happens when we release, let go, and allow. Release, let go, and allow. And so it is. Good morning, family. You've tuned in to The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And I am your daily lover, and I'm excited. I'm excited, family. You know why I'm excited? Because I've been wanting to bring to The Love Journey this particular energy. He's coming on Monday, and I'm so excited. We solidified the time and the date last night, and he's been spending his summer in Austria. So it was a good time because they're 6 hours ahead of us, or six or seven, he said. And most of the time he's in like Egypt or other places where the time difference was very difficult for us to get this together. But he's finally, he coming together, and I tell you how divine the divine is, because this is something I wanted to talk about and bring to the... He's written several books. His name is Padma Aman, and we're going to be talking about activating the seven gates of the central sacred self. Okay, so get that. We're going to be talking about on Monday activating the seven gates of the central sexual self. And I'm super excited to bring him on Monday to The Love Journey. He has an amazing energy. And I've been putting together my mind. I think I'm going to do one of his retreats in Egypt. So I'm super excited about that. And just having a conversation with his presence is so powerful. And I want to make sure you know about it. So I'll be talking about it today, tomorrow, and Friday, and posting it all on Love Journey Facebook page, all over Facebook, because I want you to make sure that you be here. But I also want you to invite somebody that you think might need to hear this. This is called Activating the Seven Gates of the Central Sacred Self. He also wrote a book called Womb Wisdom. He wrote a book called Activating the Christ Blueprint. He wrote several books. And I'm talking off the top of my head right now, so I don't know all his books, but he's a very powerful energy on the planet, and he's been doing some really powerful work. And he's got the Mystery School of Mary Magdalene that he teaches to women to remind them of their feminine sacred self. And he talks about the feminine power and how it propelled the Christ consciousness, meaning for Jesus to be who Jesus is. Now, I know some people are deeply rooted in how they feel about Christianity, but he talks about Jesus Christ being powerful being and being that being because of the feminine presence. And I just want us to all hear his story, hear this powerful message that he teaches. And one of the things that I learned that I went through with him was going back through the birthing process with the umbilical cord. And when we come to the planet in Egypt, they let the umbilical cord stay on the baby until all the information has been disseminated into the baby. And then I guess it naturally falls off or whatever. But so he has a a retreat that he does, that he brings you back into the space of the canal and the birthing process, where you recreate that energy and of the umbilical cord downloading the information. So let me just tell you what happens when we don't get the information fully from the umbilical cord. There's this feeling, babies continue to feel a sense of abandonment, a sense of unworthiness and a lot of stuff. And I'm like, wow, that's interesting. So I'm just excited. And so that's what we're going to go through one Monday, the seven gates of the sacred central self. So I was trying to bring all the guys on during the last 2 weeks of June, but it seemed like we might even go into July because we also got another young man coming to the line. He's a part of the Netflix Hidden Mask about the hidden masculine or something. I can't think of the name of it. But anyway, he's coming next week as well, too. So we got a great lineup coming up next week, and I want you to make sure you tune in and bring somebody with you. We're supposed to have a guest today, but I don't see him on the line yet. So I'm going to read from the Science of the Mind and text him. And it might be kind of early where he is in California. He might be oversleeping. All right. It's not James, so just so y'all know. It's a guy named Israel. All right, family, we're going to read from the beautiful Science of the Mind, and it is called Choosing Inner Peace. St. Francis de Sales once said, "Do not lose your inner peace for anything whatsoever. Even if your whole world seems upset." The Science of the Mind on page 525 says, "Peace, poise, and power are within me. For they are the witnesses of the inner spirit of all truth, love, and wisdom." The magazine, Daily Magazine, said, "As I started to change my life, inner peace became a high priority. It seemed daunting at first when I encountered unwarranted criticism. It was painful. My part was my response. Will I attack or create a space for peace to thrive? If there was something I needed to consider, say, or do, I did so with as much grace as possible. If not, I gently let the hurtful remarks go. You see, dealing with chronic complainers, I needed to act. I prayed, help me do this with grace, Holy Spirit. And then, when the time was right, I explained, complaining drains me. Can we begin anew? You see, sometimes there's was a change. If not, I respectfully stepped away from the relationship and let peace reign. I began choosing peace throughout the day. Exchanges with sales clerks and coworkers or family members were guided by my goal of inner peace, and I quit trying to control others, and I let my needs be known. I set clear personal boundaries. Inner peace wasn't a destination. It was becoming a way of life. Let me read that again. See, I began choosing peace throughout the day. Exchanges with sales clerks, coworkers, or family members were guided by my goal of inner peace. I quit trying to control others, and I let my needs be known. I set clear personal boundaries. Inner peace wasn't a destination. It was becoming a way of life. Today, I consciously keep the choice to be peaceful before me. No matter who I'm with or what the situation is, I can neither move toward peace, or I can move away from it. It's easy to fall back on old habits. If I go in the wrong direction, I treat myself gently, which is in of itself is a choice for inner peace. And I learn from it. And then I start again because I'm worthy of the peace-filled life that I've chosen. You see, I'm more than deserving of peace because inner peace is my priority, and I choose it in my daily life, creating my heaven on earth. Creating my heaven on earth. Which is very interesting because, you know, this month, Science of the Mind started out with I am enough. I am enough. And I think sometimes when we get caught up in that non-peaceful energy, it's a lot of times it's because we're not feeling enough. And enough can show up in so many ways. Brene Brown once said, what makes us vulnerable makes you beautiful. What makes you vulnerable makes you beautiful. I'm going to reread it. I think it's just a beautiful thing to think about, that you're already enough. You know, in a society where beauty is being told to us in certain standards, and we have to remind ourselves if we don't fit into those standards in size, colors, hair, or whatever, that we're still beautiful and that we're still more than enough and that there's no monopoly on beauty. There's no monopoly on beauty. Beauty doesn't come in one shade, one size, one hair type. It comes in many shades, many hair types. And sometimes we get caught up in not enough. Sometimes we get caught up in unworthiness and undeservingness because we may feel that this is too big or this is too small or this is not enough. And so I love Brene Brown's quote, what makes you vulnerable makes you beautiful. The Science of the Mind on page 543 says, I shall walk with you, my friend, and shall learn of you the ways of life and freedom. It says, before I owned my own power, I was filled with mind messages that told me I must do better because who I was and what I had achieved was not good enough. Let me say that again. Before I owned my own power, you see, I was filled with mind messages that told me I wasn't good enough. What I achieved wasn't good enough. And even if I did do better, I still wasn't good enough. The beloved taught me the difference between those old mind games and the truth, which is that I always have been and always will be more than good enough. I lay aside my regrets. None of my experiences were wrong or bad. I'm not wrong or bad. All are part of what helped shape who I am today. And when I feel broken, my soul whispers, lean on me. I remind you of your wholeness. And when my heart is breaking, my soul pulls me so close that I remember how to heal. And when I'm falling and don't know how to get up, it fills me with its strength so that I might stand tall again. You see, divine love takes every opportunity to show me the completeness of my worth. Let me say that again, family. Let me read that to you one more time. The divine love takes every opportunity to show me the completeness of my worth. Are you hearing the divine energy reminding you that you are enough, that you are divine love? You see, in this moment, I will just be. I will just be. I won't try to fix anything. I'm not going to even try to fix anyone. When someone speaks, I'll listen without thinking about my reply. If someone is crying, I'll then lean right into their tears with silent compassion. And when I allow myself to be fully what God made me to be, I bring the best of myself to any situation with gratitude. I hold all of my life in love just by showing up. I am enough. I am more than enough. Ooh, let me read that again. That was some good stuff. Up at me. In this moment, I will just be. I'm not going to try to fix anything. I'm not going to try to fix anyone. When someone speaks, I'm going to listen without thinking about my reply. If someone is crying, I'm going to lean into their tears with silent compassion. And when I allow myself to be fully what God made me to be, I bring the best of myself to any situation with gratitude. I hold all of my life in love just by showing up. I am enough. Wow. That's one of them drop the mic kind of things. Just by showing up, I am enough. Family, just by showing up, I am enough. Just by being me. It's so amazing when you start walking into your purpose. I'm going to say that differently, because let me say that differently. Let me tell you why I want to say it differently. I think we live our purpose every day, even unknowingly. Because before I got the clarity of where I am today, I always was who I was. Nothing has changed about who I am, just the clarity has changed about what it is that I give into the world. See, I just showed up every day being Janine, and Janine was my purpose, just being Janine, just operating from the soul level of who I was my purpose. And I operated in that every single day of my life. Now, coming into complete understanding, and I don't know if it's complete, but coming into a very deep clarity happened over the time of the love journey. I'm going to read the affirmation, and then we're going to talk more about that. I have always been and always will be good enough just as I am. Today, I know the completeness of my worth. I have always been and always will be good enough just as I am. Today, I know the completeness of my worth. Wow, family. Today, I know the completeness of my worth. It took, I want to say, a long time to get here. I want to say it took a long time to get here, family. It took, to me and in my mind, it took a long time to own my power. And I'm not even saying that I own a tenth of it yet, but I'm so much better than I used to be. So it took a long time to look in my eyes and recognize my own magnificence and come face to face with my own magnificence, with my own greatness, with my own ability to give my gift to the planet and be absolutely okay with who I am in this right now moment. It took a long time to get here. At least you feel like it. You see this journey of coming into this love experience of who I am and what I am and how I show up. It wasn't an overnight experience, but it was a journey so worth taking, and I wouldn't give nothing for the journey, like Maya Angelou said. I wouldn't give nothing for the journey, nothing. Because everything was for me. It wasn't in spite of, it was because of. And see, because of all those things that characterize this character that I have right now, I recognize that I'm a powerful being, a walking embodiment of the grace of God on this planet. I know it. And I see more of myself coming into the powerful being that I am. And as I remove these veils and these conditions that have taught me things that have led me to live a life that wasn't fully played out, that was showing up small, that didn't have a voice in the place because I was afraid to speak when I should have spoke. I was afraid to say yes when I should have said yes. I was saying no when I should have said yes. And I was saying yes when I should have said no, simply because I wasn't owning my power. And simply just reading this today to remind me that I am enough just the way I am. I don't have to fix a thing. That I'm completely whole, perfect and complete just the way I am. And no matter how many relationships didn't go the way I wanted to go, no matter how people showed up in my life or didn't show up in my life, it didn't dictate who I was and who I am today. But what I am grateful for is that I learned that everything was a reflection of me. And just like we talked about yesterday, surrendering. That surrender to the power of love, surrendering to the essence of who I was, is the best thing ever happened. And so many times we get caught up in the idea of what love looks like, that epinephrine, the oxytocin, all that is attachment. But love is none of that. You see, so many times I think about George Washington Carver. And I remember when they asked him, how did he get to hear and invent so many inventions just from this one plant? And George Washington Carver's response was love. So when you fall in love so deeply with something, it will reveal its secrets to you. And to me, that was like a, oh. I said, what if I could fall so deeply in love with Janine? Fall so deeply in love, become so in love with who I am that the energy of myself, my soul, will reveal all of my secrets to me. What an amazing space to be in life. To be so in love with you. I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want me to. Yeah, I wanted to be so in love with me that I could reveal, that my inner presence will reveal my secrets to me, that I will live this life fully played out, playing large and in charge, and not be afraid to be who I was called to be on this planet, not be afraid of my light, not be afraid of the presence that I was given to give my gift to the world. That would be a powerful place. And so I stopped and think sometime of the love journey. What would have happened if I had said no to these, to five of my girlfriends who called me on a conference call? And those who know Nikki, Nikki headed it up, called and said, look, it's something about the way you move through life we want to learn. I'm thinking to myself, what does that really mean? You know, I wasn't really present to it. It's something about God you do differently, and we want to learn it. We want you to start a prayer line. Prayer line? I don't even know how to pray. I just talk to God. I don't even go to church, and I don't read the Bible. I don't get it. Why do y'all want me to do that? And I was in absolute rejection of it. No, I'm not going to do that. And it's like, come on. So they convinced me, and what really convinced me is another girlfriend I've been knowing for like 30 years. We went to college together. And she said, girl, this is what you need to do. And she kept saying, you need to do it. So I finally said, okay, I'll just do it for a little while. Five of you all, come on, we're going to read this book, Dynamic Laws of Prosperity, because at that time I felt like that was the one book that had really shifted my consciousness and everything. And so that was like, to me, my companion book to the Bible. And we started reading that book together. We, next thing you know, it was other people coming to the line, other people, and I was like, okay, well, I don't know what we're going to do. We got all these people coming to the line, and we're done with the book. I just committed to this much time. And Spirit said, let's just go a little longer. I'm like, go a little longer. We had about, in a week's time, we had 86 people coming to the line every day. In one week, I thought it was just supposed to be five people. Next thing you know, the 86 turned into more numbers and numbers. I simply didn't think I was good enough. And let me tell you, can I just tell you, I didn't think I was good enough for years to do this line. Not just that first year, many years, I woke up every day saying, God, what am I doing this for? So let me just tell you how prayer is. So you ask God for something. And I often think about Ephesians 3:20. I asked God, I said, God, one day I had woke up way before the Love Journey prayer line had started and asked God for a prayer partner. I said, God, I want to get up with somebody every morning and have somebody pray. We pray together every morning. Just somebody, right? And one day God said, when I was fussing about getting on this line and why am I still here, God said, well, I thought you said you wanted prayer partners. I did, God. Well, what you think you got? You got many prayer partners. You get up every morning and you pray with them and we pray and we move on. So what is it that you're not getting? I was like, oh, my God. That was my answered prayer. Then I was asking God for my purpose. God, I just want to know, why am I here on this planet? What am I supposed to be doing, God? And one day God said, when I was fussing and complaining about doing this line again, God said, you don't see that this is your purpose. So I get a call when I'm getting ready to say, well, I don't think I should be doing this line anymore. I get a call in the middle, about 9:30, 10 o'clock. And this lady said, girl, I just want to tell you, I got your number from so-and-so, and I wanted to tell you that this line has blessed my life. It changed my life. When I wanted to commit suicide, And when I wanted to let go and I was going to leave my kids and all kind of stuff, I got on this line and it changed my life. But not only did it change my life, my son who was in and out of prison, blah, 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 he started listening, changed his life. And I got two twins who 4 years, I think they were 3 years old, she said, going on four. She said, they know the affirmation. And so they got on the line and, you know, the babies get me every time. Miss Janine, we know the affirmation. God is the source of our unlimited supply. Everything and everybody prospers me now. And I kept going. That call changed the trajectory of how I moved through the call. But I still didn't have the belief system that I was good enough. And guess what? One day, I was laying in the bed. You know, I know my love story, how I got into learning to love me was in that bed, right? But I asked God one day to show me how to see myself. I remember beginning to pray, God, show me my greatness. Reveal to me, God, my greatness. How can I see me the way you see me? And that changed my life. So I began, guess what God took me to see myself? Isn't it interesting? He took me to the Love Journey line. He said, turn on the Love Journey. So I go to the Love Journey and I just randomly pick one. I turned on an interview. Somebody was interviewing me on the Love Journey. I pray this in, and when I tell you, the prayer alone moved me. I was like, wow, I could pray. Oh, that was a good prayer right there. And it moved me to tears. And it was interesting because the questions that was being asked to me was really interesting because some of them, I was like, ooh. That's a good answer. And when it was asked, I'm like, I wonder how I answered that question. I'm sitting here listening like I was not the one who had been interviewed. But it was so amazing to me to hear myself. Because I guess I don't hear myself when I'm speaking. Would see myself. And God said, okay, now listen to another one. So I began to go through it and listen to another one. And then I listened to another one. And before I know it was the next morning, and I started getting sleepy. And I went to sleep. And I went to sleep thinking, thank you, God, for showing me how to see my own greatness. Then I began to ask God to bless my eyes. And that I would not see what I was seeing when I moved into the mirror. Because most of the time I was being critical of myself. And when I got off the line, a lot of the time I was critical of myself. And I had to release that critical mind. And I had to start to stop it right then and there. And remind myself to loveify myself. You know, that's where my loveify came in. So I have a love soak and I have a loveify. Y'all know I'll be coming up with some stuff. But I will start loveifying myself. Because when I became critical of myself and didn't feel good enough about something, I would stop and just send love into the gift of who I am. And I started with looking in my eyes and began to tell myself that I am a gift to the planet. And that I am a gift just because. Just because. And it took a long time for me to realize that it's okay. Just because I showed up. You see, It's interesting when you start to show up in your gifts and your talents. You get paid just because you are. When you start recognizing your power and your blessings and your value, you get paid just because you are. My girlfriend called me and said, Janine, I'm getting ready to go down to Texas to negotiate a $1 million contract with the corporate office, and I don't want to take nobody but you. I just want you to be in the room. And I'm paying you X amount of dollars. I'm paying for your flight. I'm paying for your hotel room and all your expenses being down here just because of your presence. Now, of course, when I got in the room, I did help negotiate the contract out, you know. But even if I didn't do a thing or didn't say a thing, I simply enjoyed the process of just being. And that's what happens when we begin to recognize our own power, our very presence, our very presence. Our very presence become a blessing. And let me tell you what's interesting about the very presence of my blessing, of my the blessing of my very presence. I remember one year, now I have missed a few in these last few years, but I used to go to Burning Bowl every single year. From the time I started Unity Church, I was at a Burning Bowl. Maybe from the time I was 11, 12, up until, you know, recently, I missed a few. So maybe in my early 30s, one day I was getting ready to write my letter of what I wanted to accomplish for that year. And I said to myself, you know what? I'm not going to put a thing on here of material things that I want, God. I'm not going to do that this year. Not another car, not another fur coat, diamond rings, more money. Because I've gotten everything I've ever asked for. If I wanted a diamond ring, a fur coat, a man, a car, a dream house, whatever I wanted, I always got. So this year I want something different, God. And even though it's interesting when you ask for these material things does not fulfill you. And I was feeling unfulfilled, even though I had the money, the cars, and all the things I've ever asked for, I had gotten, but I still had this sense of unfulfillment. So what I did is I drew a picture, an outline of myself, image of myself. And then I began to put these characteristics, and I began to think about Jesus. Jesus. And I imagine Jesus walking in a crowd with the lady of the issue of blood. I imagine Jesus being tall, dark, and so fine. This is just my version of Jesus, okay? And I imagine that the 12 disciples are different versions of beautiful essence of what it means to be black. Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe the disciples were black and Jesus was black. And I just believe they were walking down in this park and they were tall, fine, handsome black men, all of them, right? In different, various shades, sizes, and colors. And I just see Jesus asking, "Who touched me?" I imagine one of the disciples saying, "What do you mean, Jesus? Really? In all these millions of people, you're going to ask us who touched you?" And he says, "Because I felt virtue leave my body." And I imagine that in my vision of my mind, because I imagine just being in the mere presence of Jesus was powerful. Just being in the mere presence of his energy, it was powerful. So I imagine that story, and I drew myself like this beautiful, tall, amazing energy, right? That my presence would be a blessing just because my presence showed up, that the essence changed the atmosphere in the room, right? And I put that on there. And so I began to put characteristics like elegant, beautiful, powerful, just different characteristics that I desired on there, right? So when I got the call last year to help to come down, and just because she wanted my presence in the room because she was negotiating a $1 million contract, and then my other girlfriend wanted my presence in her business dealings when she was getting ready to open up a nothing but cake. And I thought to myself, wow, I remember asking in the Burning Bowl in the letter to let my presence be a blessing. That I could walk in the room and change the atmosphere just because of my presence. And I remember just thinking, wow, God, sometimes we don't even recognize when we get answered prayer. Do you see, the love journey was the answer to the prayer that I was asking for prayer partners. And many times I wanted to be able to come somewhere and share information and things that with someone who would be interested in hearing what I had to say about whatever I just read. And so I have that place now. I get to share with you documentaries about water that I just changed my life, you know. And I get to share that with you all just by being who I am. But it took a long time for me to be comfortable in the skin I'm in, just the way I am. It took a long time to say, girl, you know what? You all right with me. You all right with me. Matter of fact, I love me some you. It took me some time, even though I got up in the morning, even saying it on here every morning, good morning, love. I waited all night long just to say good morning to you. Even in the love soak, it took time for it to soak in into every cell in my body. See, I wanted to love myself so much that every cell in my body began to reek love, that every cell in my body came into an agreement that I am love and that I am the divine gift to the planet. It took a long time to get to the point where I am acknowledging that I am the walking embodiment of love. And that every cell was coming into agreement with that. And that I had to no longer accept shorts. But that whatever I desire, I had the power to create it. I had the power. But it all took one thing for me to get out my head and move right into my heart. It takes courage to move into your heart, though. It takes courage to hear your heart. It takes courage to move through life listening to the music in your own ears. And sometimes we get so stuck in life that we can't even tell the difference between our head and our heart. Because maybe you followed your heart in the past and maybe you felt like you got hurt and decided to never do that again. Or maybe you think that following your heart is just a cheesy Disney thing that doesn't work in the real life. But I want to tell you right now, something happens powerful when we begin to listen to our heart. And let me tell you, you don't have to drink green juice to hear your heart. You don't have to go gluten-free to do it either. Now, let me tell you, green juice and gluten-free may make you feel better. But when you truly listen to your heart, you can't make a wrong choice. And let me tell you why. Here's the truth. You are a divine being. You come from a divine place, and that place communicates with you through your heart. You didn't hear me, y'all. Let me say that again. You are a divine being. You come from a divine place, and that place communicates with you through your heart. It's something interesting that the first fully functioning place organ in the body is the heart. It's 5,000 times more magnetic than the mind. And the word doesn't say, as a man thinketh in the mind, it says, as a man thinketh in the heart. I know this may sound like a big claim, and it is, but you can and will and can create a relationship with your heart, which is connected to all that is. This might be new for you. No worries. I've been teaching for years how to talk and listen to our heart. But let me tell you the benefits of listening to our heart. I had ladies lose weight, release weight. You know why? Because weight is not really about what you eat. It's about what's eating you. Listening to our hearts. I got people into better relationships promotions, businesses started, fears conquered, and love found. Why? Because anything is possible when we listen to and follow that inner wisdom. Listening to our heart takes our power back. And no matter how many times people were begging me to be on this line, it was that inner yearning that was telling me to stay. Well, God, if this is what you want me to do, you're going to have to give me a sign to keep doing this. You're going to have to show me something, God, that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I tell you, my God, it's so amazing. I remember waking up one morning like, God, I ain't going to be able to do this because, look, I'm going through too many changes to be getting on this line telling people stuff that I can't even, that I'm not even manifesting right now. So you're going to have to give me a sign that this is what you want for me. This is what you want me to do? You don't have to give me a sign. And I open up the Bible, nothing. I open up the dynamic laws, nothing. And I never look at emails before I get on the line. Most of the time I just kind of meditate and pray. That's usually my process. I open up an email and there go Tyler Perry with a powerful message. The tears began to flow down my eyes and I knew God had spoke to me. I knew God had spoke to me that I had sent it to 30, 40 of my friends that morning saying, telling them the same story and sent out the email, had them listen to it, what Tyler Perry was saying. Sometimes God has us hidden for a reason. Sometimes it's not meant for the people that we know could give us what we need to not give it to us, because sometimes we need God to show up and show out in a different kind of way. But see, something happens when you listen to the inner wisdom, which is the heart space. And the reason it's so important for us to sit still and listen to our heart, because it connects us back to our inner wisdom. You don't need to seek approval from the outside world. The real wisdom you are seeking is within you. See, it's a powerful practice to do daily. The more you do it, the more you can listen to your heart. So I want to leave you with this one thing, family. The one thing that I want to remind you, it's time to take your power back and stop giving your power away to others, to your relationships, in your workspaces. Time to take your power back. It's enough room for all of us to be in our own light. It's enough space in the universe for us all to stand in our light and stay in our lane and do what's sweet for us to do. I call it our sweet spot, because when you begin operating your sweet spot, and I'm telling you, it's something powerful happens when you begin to operate in your sweet spot. If I hadn't took the chance to listen to my heart, if I didn't have the courage to stay in my heart. And even when people felt like I should have been doing something differently on this line, I followed my heart. When even people were saying to me, what you gonna do about money? I followed my heart. Because it took courage for me to follow my heart. Yes, you might look like you're crazy. You might even look like a fool. But let me tell you, following your heart is powerful. There's going to be some ups and some energy stuff that go on, but it is the most powerful thing we can do. And so today I say, have the courage to accept your work. Have the courage to accept your divine being. There's a common theme that I'm seeing throughout many of the responses and emails that is very prevalent. So many of us have the notion that we feel we have to prove our love to other people and prove to other people. Love doesn't ask you to prove your worth, but to accept it. And that's what I had to do. See, love doesn't ask you to prove your worth. Love just asks you to accept your worth. Ooh, that's something tweetable. I need to tweet that myself. Love doesn't ask you to prove your worth. Many have written to me and emailed me about many things, from relationships to mother and father wounds, and how they keep wounding themselves because we're trying to prove our love, trying to prove who we are. The bottom line is this: when we know and see our own value, we attract people who will too. Let me say that again, because I want you to really marinate on this. Because it's, you know, I see a lot of times we talk this game that everything is a reflection of our inner being, but we don't accept it. The bottom line is when we know and see our own value, we will attract people who do the same. The bottom line is when we know and see our own value, we would attract people who would do the same. When I begin to see my own value, people begin to notice my value too. Don't start on the outside of us. No. We must claim it. We must learn how to do this by not getting our needs met and learning through pain. That is how we learn. But life is the opposite of school. To school, we study, then get the test. In life, we get the test, then we learn. And what do I mean by that? You know, you go to school, you learn, then you take a test. No, it seems like life is like testing you all the time to remind you. So I want you to set new intentions for relationships and everything that's going on in your life, to honor and cherish yourself and to no longer prove your worth, but to accept it. Let's stop right now and let's step into letting go of people who do not even see our worth. Let's go, people. Let's not be in things and places that people that don't honor us. And it's not because we're selfish, but because we love ourselves enough to let go. We're being self-fold, full of ourselves, full, self-fold. You know, remember when we was growing up, they're like, you know what, you full of yourself right now. That used to mean a negative connotation, but to me now, I'm not letting that. I'm going to be full of me. Because being full of me means then I can be full of you and I can accept you in your greatness. But if I'm empty, I'm only going to see your emptiness and want to bring you into my empty space, because I only can attract who I am. Love doesn't need to prove itself. Love does not need a fence around it. Because only thing that can come in love space is love. So today, do you have the courage to accept your worth today? That's the question. Do you have the courage to accept yourself today? I want you to think about that. Do you have the courage to accept your worth today? And I want to remind you that you're worthy just because. You don't need another certification, not another degree. Not to say if that's what you want to do, that's fine. But not because of your worth. Because of your worth. So as I remind you today, you are worthy just because. You are worthy just because. You are enough. You don't have to try to fix anything. You don't have to put your hands on it. You don't have to make it different. Just because you are. And that's my message today. That's my message that I want to remind you today. As you navigate, move through the space of life, I want you to remember that you are all that God is. And as I grow into who and more of who I came to this planet to be. I'm super excited to be in the presence of beautiful, amazing people like each and every one of you all who showed up this morning, because I know this message is for you, and I know this message is for you because you're here. It's not by chance that you're here. It was divine spirit. Even our chance to meet each other was a divine connection. So many of you all, I've grown, I've learned, and stretched, and healed, and had to grow and stretch even my own insecurities right here in front of each and every one of you all. Yep, I had to work through my own insecurities, and I'm not even saying that I'm right there. I might not even be scratching the surface, but baby, I'm so much better and so excited about the woman, the gift, the power, the voice that I am in this planet. And so today, as we move through, I want to remind you, and this is I'm only showing you, saying this to you because it's so appropriate. And it's one of my favorite poems or quotes. But the one thing that I had to say about this, and I remember memorizing this, it just speaks to what we're talking about today. And so I want to leave you with this, Marianne Williamson. But I want to remind you this. We have to seek the presence of the power and the energy that is within us. And so as I read this to you, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. You see, your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightening about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. You see, we're all meant to shine. All meant to shine. And I want you to think about that right now before I move on. We are all meant to shine. And so I'm going to say that part again. It's our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Isn't that interesting? It's our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, talented, gorgeous, ooh, and so absolutely fabulous? Who am I to be the walking embodiment of all that God is? Actually, who are you not to be? You see, you are a child of the infinite universe, and your plan small does not serve the world, because there's nothing enlightening about shrinking so that other people will not feel insecure around you. We were all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of all that God is within us. It's not just in some of us. It's in each and every one of us. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. And as we are liberated from our own fears, our presence automatically liberates others. I want you to think about that. Own fears automatically liberates us. So as we move out of here today, I want you to listen to this, because I want you to remind yourself that everything we speak to ourselves gets lodged into the issues in our tissues. It gets in the cells of our tissue. Everything that we say to ourselves, good, indifferent, all of it get lodged in the tissues. And then we become what we say we are. Who do you say you are? Who do you say you are? Are you calling yourself jackbooties and all the things that, oh, because you made a mistake? Or are you saying, ooh, Janine, I lost some cool points, but guess what? You're still amazing to me. Yep. I used to be the first most critical person in the world when I made a mistake. Now I stop myself, girl, you lost a few cool points, but that's okay. Because you're still amazing, and I still love you, and I still just want to let you know that you're still a gift to this planet. And with all of that that you didn't do that they may think is wrong, but honey, you're still all right with me. And I look myself in the eyes, because I don't want to have that fault language. I used to sing a platinum song in my head.
It won all kind of Grammys, and I walked all down the red carpet lines with the awards of criticalness of myself. Because you know what? We learn that behavior from our childhood. Because most of our parents remind us so many times of what we did wrong, but they didn't reinforce the things that were good. So sometimes we didn't even recognize our goodness. Today, family, change that inner language. Change the conversation in your mind and know that your voice is important in the space. Know that your voice is important, and we need to hear your voice. We need to know what you're thinking, what your gift is to the plan. We need to know it because somebody is praying right now for your magnificence to heal them. Do you know that what your story is a blessing to somebody else? Somebody is waiting on you to stand in your greatness so that you can help them stand in theirs. Come on, somebody. You ought to say amen to that. And so as I leave you today, I want to remind you over and over again, you are the gift. And what you do with your life is a gift back. And that's the only choice in life is love. So choose love. And remember, don't just dream, but live your God-sized dreams. Listen to this.
In a room this size, everyone's dressed up and we look nice and we put on whatever we could to come on and look presentable. But what you cannot see are the issues that are flowing underneath the current. I promise you, no matter how good she looks, no matter how fly she is, she's got issues. She's got these issues that she's had to learn to live with.
I didn't realize that everything that I was thinking was affecting cells in my body. I didn't realize that the things that I was rehearsing was affecting the way that I looked, the way I felt about myself, the way I carried myself. Issues in the tissues.
I want to be anointed to be seen by my sister. I want my sister to know that I was insecure too. That I was in a bad relationship too. Some people touch Jesus, get the power, and then act like they never had issues. But it takes a special kind of woman. The kind of woman that I'm trying to connect with to say, you know what, babe, I see you struggling, but let me tell you how I got my healing. I knew how to touch Jesus and then be seen. I wish that there were some women in this room and in this generation and in this world who didn't mind saying, yeah, it looks pretty now, but you should have seen how broke down, raggedy, disgusted, and insecure it was before I put the highlight and contour on. I want you to realize that before I had an incredible husband, I had raggedy, low down, no good for nothing brothers in my life trying to mess up my self-esteem. I want you to know before I got the job that I had to work at the grocery store and I had to flip burgers. I don't want you to just see me in my heel state. I don't want you to just see Mary. I want you to see Eve, because had it not been for Mary, there would be no Eve, and had it not been for Eve, there would have been no Mary. What am I telling you? I'm telling you another woman needs to see. I need to see you. I need to see you. I need to connect with you. I'm not going to let you fall. I'm not going to let you fail. You're not going to be around me telling me what's going on with you. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I could never imagine. No, girl, I may have not gone through that, but let me tell you what I did go through. And let me tell you how I got healed. And let me tell you how I came out on the other side. I want to have a sisterhood of women who won't let another woman dissolve while you heal.
I want to say over your life that the enemy that you see today, you will not see that enemy tomorrow. I decree every diabolical cycle is broken. And I decree and declare that you are not only coming into new cycles, you are coming into new seasons. I decree old seasons are broken, and God is introducing you to a new season. I release the anointing of Esther upon you. I decree that it's not only your time, it is your turn.
Because I'm coming from behind, and I'm desperate to hear from you. I don't want to just be a church girl.
I don't want to just be someone else who knows how to hoop and holler and dance around and goes back home and their life has never been changed. I saw a generation do that before me. I want to be a God agent. I want to be a demon shaking, soul stirring, create something down on the inside of me. I feel like y'all might want to preach a little bit today. God, do something on the inside of me that shakes up every doubt, every insecurity, every fear. I am desperate, God, to stop these issues. Can I just have 10 seconds for the desperate women? For the women who came to be cute, we'll get back to the message in a minute. But can I hear from some desperate women? Make a demand on heaven. Let God know that you're talking to me. I hear you saying something to the woman you created me to be. God, I can't let this thing take over my mind any longer. Loose your hold off of me, Satan. You have no power in my life. Loose your hold off of my family. You have no power in my life. God, give me my heart back. God, give me my mind back. God, give me passion for something other than what I see on Instagram. Put something down on the inside of me that changes this world for the better.
Put it, that just sends chills down my spine every time I hear it. Thank you for tuning into the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. I'm telling you, I am so excited that you are finding your gifts and standing in your sweet spot. And we all going to stand together, liberating each other and lifting each other and standing in the glory of our own gifts, knowing that we are the gift. Knowing that we are the light, we are the way, and that we together can change the trajectory of how this universe is operating right now just because of our own love. Family, have a great, phenomenal, amazing day, and I see you in the morning, family. This is The Whisper. Welcome to my dream. Yes, welcome to my dream. I love you.
In every way, you're part of me, all I am, all I'll ever be. If I'm weak, when I should be strong, you're my strength to carry on. What's so wrong with wishing that's the way it could be? I wish you were real instead of made. Could it be?